妹们好。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
过去两年，我们就着追求做见证人，有一些的交通。
In the past 2 years, we have fellowship and be the testimony for the Lord.
但是一不小心，我们很容易就会把注意力转到我们自己的身上。
But unconsciously, we may turn, we shift our attention to ourselves.
我想我们需要往前，然后我们要到更高之处。
So we need to move forward and move to the higher ground.
所以今天想借着从许多年长弟兄所得着的教导跟帮助，跟大家交通一个负担。
So today I want to share a burden with everybody, joined from the teachings and help from other elder brothers over the years.
认识神永远旨意的重要。
To know the importance of knowing God's eternal purpose.
这是一个非常重要的题目。
This is a really important topic.
也常常听到弟兄姊妹在祷告或在交通的里面提到这个。
And we also hear brothers and sisters bring it up during fellowship and prayer.
所以感觉弟兄姊妹好像都已经知道了。
So it feels like the brother and sister already know about this.
所以神把这个负担放在我心里面的时候，我里面很恐惧战惊。
So when God places a burden on my heart, I feel fearful and trembling.
我只能祷告，也请弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
I can only pray to the Lord and ask you to pray for me.
深信你们是蛮有良善，然后也诸般知识都充足的。
I'm convinced that you are full of goodness and filled with all knowledge.
我们求主给我们恩典，让我们一同做属灵的同伴，我们彼此劝诫。
May the Lord give me grace so that we can be spiritual companions and we can exhort one another and remind each other.
西岸基督徒特会花了37年讲这个题目。
The West Coast Christian Conference spent 37 years fellowshipping on this topic.
我们只有一个小时。
We only have 1 hour.
所以我们不可能细细的来谈这个问题。
So it's impossible for us to delve into the details of this.
所以等一下可能有的话，我说的话，你可能对你很陌生，或是你不知道我在讲什么。
So later, some of the things that I will say may be unfamiliar to you, or you may not even quite understand what I'm
saying. 甚至你可能不同意我，你都也没有关系。
And it's okay if you disagree with me.
我只是盼望借着这个交通，
I just hope through this fellowship,
我们能提醒我们把注意力还有我们的眼光重新对焦一下。
We can be reminded to refocus our attentions.
我们要认识神永远旨意是何等重要的一件事情。
So that we can know how important it is for us to know the eternal purpose of the God.
我们要交通三个点。
We will fellowship on 3 points.
第一个，我们要来看神永远的旨意是怎么来的。
First, let's look at how God's eternal purpose come about.
那我们要来看神永远旨意，认识它为什么重要。
And we will see why it is important for us to know God's eternal purpose.
那第三个，我们要来检验我们自己，我们是否是活在神永远旨意的实际的里面。
And third, we need to examine whether or not we are living in the reality of God's eternal purpose.
我们在开始之前，我们还是有一点祷告。
Before our fellowship, let's pray together.
阿爸父亲，
Dear Abba Father,
早晨我们求你借着永远的灵把我们带回到起初。
This morning, may you bring us to the original beginning through the Spirit.
看见你的儿子耶稣基督是你唯一的心爱。
So we can see that Lord Jesus Christ is the only one you love.
也是你所有的爱。
It's all your love.
但是你却甘愿为我们把他舍在十字架上。
But for us, you did not spare him. You let him die on the cross.
即使这样，阿爸父啊，我们求你赐给我们恩典。
Even so, Lord Jesus, may you give us grace.
愿我们能看耶稣如同你看他一样。
So that we can look upon Jesus as you look upon him.
我们能够宝贵他如同你宝贵他一样。
We can treasure him like you treasure him.
我们何等盼望我们能够成为主耶稣的同伴和他的朋友。
How much we hope we can become his companion, his friend.
使你的旨意能够成全，使你的心能够得着喜悦满足。
So that your will be done and your heart will be satisfied.
今天早晨我们一同仰望你的恩典。祷告奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
This morning we look upon you for your mercy. May you bless us in Jesus' name.
开始交通这三个点以前，
Before fellowshipping on the 3 points,
我想先放一些问题在大家当中。
I want to ask brothers and sisters some questions.
第一个问题，
First question.
我们都知道亚当夏娃犯了罪，使所有人都陷在罪中。
Well, no, Adam and Eve sinned, for that all have sinned.
所以我们需要从罪中被拯救出来。
So we need to be saved and delivered from the sins.
但是我们要问一件事情。
But we want to ask one thing.
若是亚当没有犯罪。
What if Adam and Eve had not sinned?
那他们的人生会如何发展?
How would their lives be unfolding?
他们要往哪里去?
Where would they have gone?
神创造他们最终的目的是什么?
What was God's ultimate purpose in creating them?
那救恩的目的是不是就是把我们带回到亚当夏娃没有犯罪以前就好了?
Is the purpose of salvation not to restore all a creature, creations back to the state before Adam and Eve sinned?
如果不是这样，那是什么?
If that's not the purpose, then what is the purpose?
第二个问题。
Second question.
我们看基督耶稣他道成肉身来到地上，是因为亚当夏娃犯罪。
When Jesus came in the flesh on earth, it was all because Adam and Eve had sinned.
所以基督来到地上，背负我们的罪，上十字架。
Therefore, Jesus Christ came on earth in the flesh to bear our sins and went to the cross to.
我们要思想一个问题。
We need to consider one thing.
如果亚当夏娃没有犯罪
，What if Adam and Eve had never sinned?
神的儿子耶稣基督还会不会来到地上
？Would the Son of God Jesus Christ still have come in the flesh?
第三个问题。
Third question.
我们再进一步的问。
Let's take it a step further.
如果亚当夏娃从来没有犯罪。
If Adam and Eve had never sinned,
主耶稣就不用上十字架来救我们了，对不对？
Then is it correct that Jesus did not have to go on the cross to save us?
那十字架是否就没有用了？
Does that make the cross unnecessary?
或者说十字架就失去了它的意义了吗？
Or does, put in another way, the cross lost its meaning?
三个问题。
Three questions.
我没有要来回答这三个问题。
I do not intend to answer those three questions.
我是请弟兄姊妹，我们一同借着思考这三个问题。盼望主能够开我们的眼睛。
I just want a brother and sister through thinking about those questions, the Lord may open the eyes of our heart.
好，我们回到主题。
Let's come back to our theme.
第一个，我们来看神永远的旨意是怎么来的。
First, let's look at how God's eternal purpose come about.
到底神永远的旨意是那些读经的人自己发明出来的，还是是神的启示？
Is it invented or created by those people who study the Bible, or was that the revelation or inspiration from God?
若是它真的是出于神的启示，而且是神心中盼望所要的。
If that is from God, it's inspired by God, and it's truly what God desires.
我们能够轻忽它吗？
Can we despise or neglect it?
我们来看三处的圣经。
Let's look at three passages from the Bible.
第一处在以弗所书三章十一节。
First book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 11.
这是照神从万事以前在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
姊妹的翻译大家听到了哈，在英文的里面他是这样子说的，这是照着神从万事以前在主基督耶稣里所定的永远的旨意。
It's an English translation. It's according to the eternal purpose in Jesus Christ our Lord, the purpose of the ages.
那是 Darby 的翻译。刚刚姊妹翻译是 Darby 的翻译。
That's from the Darby English version.
Darby 的翻译的中文是说，这是照神从万世以前在主基督耶稣里所定的永世的旨意。
From the Darby version, it says, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord,The purpose of the ages.
所以不管是永远的旨意，永世的旨意，你可以看见神永远的旨意是神的话。
So whether it is the purpose, the eternal will, eternal purpose, or the purpose of the ages, you can see that is from God's word.
他又说，神永远的旨意是在主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
You can see the eternal purpose was purposed in Christ Jesus.
那在主基督耶稣里又是什么意义呢
？So what does it mean by in Christ Jesus.
我们来看第二处以弗所书三章第九节。
Let's look at the second passage, book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 9.
上一个。
Previous slide.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
And to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery,which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things in Jesus Christ.
这节圣经很清楚告诉我们在万事以前在过去的永远里。
This verse clearly tells us from past ages, from eternity past.
在神的心里有一个秘密。
There is a mystery hidden in God's heart.
但是现在在时间中，神把他心中的秘密告诉了我们。
However, now in time, God has revealed to us the mystery in His heart.
他又把因着这个秘密，他的安排还有他的计划告诉了我们。
And through this, He also revealed to us His works and His plans.
神心中这个秘密是什么？
So what is the myth in His heart?
啊，这个安排和计划又是什么？
What is His works and His plans?
好，我们再看一下下面的圣经。
Let's continue to read the scripture.
以弗所书第一章九到十一节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9 through 11.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业。这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
Having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in Him. In Him we also have obtained inheritance, He predestined according to the purpose of Him, who works all things according to the counsel of His will.
如果你仔细读这三节圣经，
If we read these three passages
carefully, 这里面提到好几件事情。
There are several things mentioned here.
他提到神心中的喜悦。
They mention the delight of God's heart.
他提到神的旨意。
The will of God.
他提到神的决意。
The purpose or decision of God.
啊，他提到神的计划。
The plan of God.
他提到神行作万事。
And God's working in all things.
你把这些东西放在一起。
If we put all the things together.
在我们眼前似乎你可以看见一幕一幕的景象。
It seems we can see those scenes unfolding.
Once upon a time, 还不是 time, 远在万事以前。
It's a once upon a time, but it's even long before the ages began.
远在万世以前，在神的心中有一个秘密。
Long before the ages began, there was a secret in the heart of God.
有一件事情。
There's one thing.
这件事情让神他非常的喜悦，非常的满足。
This thing brought him great delight and satisfaction.
所以神就因着这个喜悦，他定下了一个旨意。
Because of this delight, God established a purpose.
因着这个旨意，父子圣灵他们在神阁里面开了一个会。
Through this purpose, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit had a council within the Godhead.
因着这个会议，他们就有了决议。
And through this, this council, the council lead to a resolution.
他照着这个决议，他们就定下了一个计划。
And according to this resolution, there were plans.
既然有了计划，三位一体的神就照着这个计划，在时间中，在宇宙中，在所有的环境中，照着这计划来执行他们的这个计划。
With this plan in time, in the universe, in the environment, God worked in all things according to this plan.
所以神行作万事，为了照着这个计划行作万事。
Therefore, according to this plan, God did all works.
所以神做的每一件事情，就是为了成就这个计划，成就这个目的。
So every single thing God did was to accomplish this plan.
所以你看见神永远的旨意控制着一切。
Therefore, you can see God's eternal purpose controls everything.
他不但控制整个宇宙。
Not only does it govern the whole universe.
他也控制着教会的道路。
But also it governs the path of the church.
他也控制着我们每一个基督徒我们日常的生活。
It also governs the daily life of each Christian.
所以我们读到罗马书的时候大家都很熟，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，大家都很熟。
We are very familiar with book of Romans chapter 8. God caused all things to work for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose.
神随己意行作万事。
God works all things according to his own will.
万事所以发生互相效力。
Everything happens and works together.
是为着他旨意的缘故
，all for his eternal purpose，
不是为着我们个人的益处，不是为着我们个人今生的益处
，not for our personal benefits in this lifetime，
好，让我们能够买到好的房子
，not for us to get a nice house，
让我们找到好的工作
，not for us to get a good job，
娶到好的姊妹
，marry a good spouse，
然后呢，我们为着这些神的祝福，我们感谢主
，certainly we thank the Lord for all these blessings，
但是这些。是为着他永远的旨意。
But they all must be for the purpose, eternal purpose of God.
所以你现在也可以明白罗马书十二章第一节、第二节在讲什么。
So now you can understand what the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2 was talking about.
他说将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
He says, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good, acceptable, and perfect.
文法上这里的身体是多数的
Grammatically, the words bodies here is plural
但是这里旨意讲到旨意的时候它是单数的
But the word will is singular
也就是说我们有许许多多的弟兄姊妹许许多的身体被献上了
That means there are many brothers and sisters or many bodies that be presented
但是是为了那一个旨意
But only for that one purpose
叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意
，so that you may prove what the God's will is, which is good, acceptable, and perfect.
所以注意这里查验神的喜悦。
Note here it speaks of proving God's delight.
我们查验神的喜悦。
To examine God's delight.
什么使神的心得着喜悦满足
？So what brings delight and satisfaction to God's heart?
神的喜悦就是神心中所要的。
God's delight is what he desires in his heart.
就是神永远的旨意。
It is his eternal purpose.
让神心喜悦满足的就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
What delights and satisfies God's heart is his son, Christ Jesus.
神把所有的爱都放在他儿子身上。
God has placed all his love on his son.
因着爱他与儿子的缘故他要为他儿子预备一切。
Because he loved his son, he wants to prepare all things for his son.
所以神创造万有的目的是为了他的儿子。
So God's purpose in creating all things is for his son.
神一切的作为都是为了他的儿子。
All his works are for his son.
所以圣经给我们看见神永远的旨意是。
Therefore, the Bible reveals to us that his eternal purpose is
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，在基督里面都同归于一。
It's in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him.
万有都要彰显神儿子的荣耀。
All things are to manifest the glory of his son.
神创造人的目的也是为了他的儿子。
God's purpose in creating man is also for his son.
为什么神要照着他们的形象来造我们？
Why did God create man in his image?
我们个人磨成神儿子的形象是为着基督的身体能够长成基督的身量。
The individuals can be conformed to the likeness of his son. This is to contribute to the body of Christ, to grow to the full measure of the fullness of Christ.
基督的身体长成基督的身量以后一方面他能够彰显神儿子的丰满另一方面就是心腹装饰整齐成熟的时候
The body of Christ growing to the fullness of Christ's stature on one hand reveals the fullness of Christ and on the other hand when the bride is fully adorned and made ready she becomes the bride of Christ
这是万世以前神心中那个秘密
This was a secret hidden in God's heart from ages past
在主耶稣基督里所定的旨意
This is a purpose in Christ Jesus
基督是一切又在一切之内
Christ is all and in all
不仅神永远的旨意是为着基督
Not only is God's eternal purpose for Christ
主基督耶稣也是完成神旨意的道路
But Jesus Christ is also the only way to accomplish God's purpose.
主在凡事上居首位。
Christ having the preeminence in all things.
这些话大家其实都很熟。
Everybody is familiar with this.
但是主在凡事上居首位，不仅仅是一个笼统的概念，笼统的概念。
But Christ having the preeminence is not just a vague or general concept.
在神心里面，主在凡事上居首位是非常有具体的方向跟目标的。
In God's heart, Christ having preeminence has clear direction and purpose.
父神他要得着一个大家庭，得着众子。
God the Father
many son.
God the Father will gain a great family with many sons.
每一个人都有基督的形象。
Every individual will bear Christ's image.
但是基督是长子，他居首位。
But Jesus Christ is the firstborn who has the preeminence.
基督神的儿子，他要得着基督的身体，得着心腹。
Christ Jesus, the Son of God, will gain the body of Christ, will gain Christ as his bride.
基督是头，是教会全体之首，他居首位。
Christ is the head. He is the head of the church. He will be preeminent.
圣灵要得着居住的灵宫，来彰显神的荣耀和美德。
The Holy Spirit will gain a dwelling place, a spiritual dwelling place, to manifest the glory and virtues of God.
基督是从死里首先复生的。
Christ is the firstborn from the dead.
匠人所弃的石头成了房角的头块石头。
The stone rejected by the builders have become the cornerstone.
基督是房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，他居首位。
Christ is the cornerstone and all parts are fitted together and he is the preeminence.
当然这是非常简略的说明几句话而已。
Of course, it's only a brief explanation.
以后我们有机会再慢慢交通。
And we can delve deeper into this in the future when we have the opportunity.
那今天要讲的是到底神永远的旨意是读经人发明的，还是这是神的话，是神心中所要的。
But today what we want to talk about is God's eternal purpose. Is it an invention of people who study the Bible or is it what God wants?
在约翰福音十五章里面，主说他从此以后不再称我们做仆人了，因为仆人不知道主人要做的事。
In the book of John chapter 15, the Lord says, No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what the master is doing.
他称我们为朋友，因为他把父要做的事都告诉我们了。
But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
因为我们不仅仅是主的仆人，我们做他的同伴，做他的朋友。
May we not merely be the slaves of the Lord, but we also know, but we also become his friends and his companion.
我们能够明白父的计划。
We understand the Father's plan.
当我们明白神永远的旨意的时候，你才发现圣经里面处处都在讲神永远的旨意。
When we understand God's eternal purpose, we will discover that the scripture are filled with God's eternal purpose pretty much everywhere.
我举个大家都很熟悉的圣经。
Let me give an example of a very familiar verse.
在约翰福音十七章二十三节到二十四节。
In the book of John, chapter 17, verse 23 to 24.
这是主耶稣上十字架前为着门徒他向父神的祷告。
This is what Jesus prayed for the Lord, for the disciples before he went to the cross.
他说父啊我在他们里面你在我里面使他们完完全全合而为一叫世人知道你差了我来也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
He says, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved me, even as you have loved me.
父啊我在哪里愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀因为创立世界以前你已经爱我了。
Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am so that they may see my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world.
若是我们的心专注在自己身上
If our hearts are focused on ourselves,
我想最后一句话圣经这样子写可能你会觉得更合乎逻辑。
The last sentence could have logically been written this way.
因为创立世界以前你已经爱他们了。
For you love them before the foundation of the world.
因为我们不常常说神从创立世界以前就爱我们就拣选我们了吗？
Don't we often say that God chose us and loved us before the foundation of the world.
但是主这里的话确实说，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了，爱主了。
But here the Lord's words say, "For you loved me before the foundation of the world."
所以神爱我们，拣选我们，是因为像他向着他独生子的爱。
So God's love for us and His chosen of us is because of His love for His Son.
所以你现在明白约翰福音这段话里面它的格局有多大了吗？
So now you understand the significance of this passage in the book of John.
这是指神永远的旨意说的。
It's talking about God's eternal purpose.
好，我们进入第二个大的重点。
Let's move to the second important point.
我们要来看为什么认识神永远的旨意很重要。
Let's look at why it is important for us to know God's eternal purpose.
第一个，认识神永远的旨意，使我们认识救恩有多荣耀、多伟大。
First, understanding God's eternal purpose allows us to recognize the glory and greatness of salvation.
一个摄影师拿了一张照片。
Imagine a photographer is holding up a picture.
照片里面只有一棵树，其他是一片空白，没有背景。
And there is only one tree in this picture, and there is nothing else at the background.
摄影师说：“哎，你说说看，这棵树有多高？”
And the photographer said, "How tall do you think is this tree?"
我想这个时候啊，我们只能根据自己的经验。评估来猜测一下，对不对？
At this point, we can only guess based on our own experience and estimate.
看起来这棵树大概五到十尺高吧。
The tree seemed to be 5 to 10 feet tall.
那紧接着呢，摄影师拿出同样的照片，是背景没有挪去的时候的照片。
Then the photographer took another picture with it was when the picture was before the background was removed.
当你看见这棵树周围的房子。
When you see the house surrounding this tree,
当你看见这棵树所在的树林
the forest in which this tree is in,
当你看见这棵树后面的小桥流水高山的时候
when you see those little bridges, these flowing streams and the high mountains at the background,
怎么回事？这一棵树突然变成几百尺的大树了
then this small tree all of a sudden become a towering tree, hundreds of feet tall.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思？
What does this mean, brother and sister?
当我们的眼光只注重在人犯罪以后，我们要得救上天堂。
If when our focus is solely on sinners be saved and then go to heaven,
你没有神永远的旨意做背景的时候
，without God's eternal purpose as a background,
你就无法测度神给我们的救恩有多样、多大、多荣耀。
Then you cannot fully grasp the magnitude and the glory of God's salvation.
你就没办法测度基督道成肉身十字架的道路有多大多荣耀。
And you cannot grasp how great is Jesus coming in the flesh and the path of cross.
你就不晓得我们今天所经历的难处，比较将来要得着的荣耀，就是自战自清的难处。
Then you may not understand the trials we are going through today are only momentary and light compared to the glory we will have in the future.
两周以前弟兄站在这里说一半都猜想不到。
2 weeks ago, our brother mentioned here the phrase half cannot be fancied.
你不要说经历神旨意的丰富一半都猜想不到，可能我们连看见神旨意的丰富一半都还不到。
We cannot fancy seeing half of God's eternal purpose, let alone experiencing the fullness of God.
所以认识神永远的旨意，让我们真正看见救恩有多荣耀、多伟大。
Therefore, understanding God's eternal purpose allow us to see the magnitude of the salvation.
第二，认识神永远的旨意，使我们知道救恩的计划和安排。
Second, understanding God's eternal purpose also enables us to know God's plan and His works.
一位年长弟兄有一次去纽西兰服侍。
Elderly brother once went to New Zealand to serve.
会后那里的弟兄带他去欣赏一座花园。
After the meeting, another brother took him to see a garden.
走在花园里面欣赏不同种类的花草树木。
As they walk in the garden, they are admiring different flowers and plants.
欣赏不同颜色的花草树木。
Flowers of different colors, trees and plants.
欣赏小桥流水。
Little bridges, flowing streams, and ponds.
每一个局部的景都非常的漂亮。
Each part was very exquisite.
他非常的享受。
He enjoyed it a lot.
他以为他看完了。
He thought he had seen it all.
那位带他去的弟兄说：“哦，不不不，我必须带你坐飞机从空中来看一下。”
But the brother who was showing him said, I must take you to the garden from, take you to see the garden from above.
他们上了飞机飞到花园的上空的时候
So they got on an airplane and flew over the garden.
他才看见整个花园的设计有一个中心的主题
Then they saw the entire garden had a design with a central theme.
他从空中鸟看的时候才发现这个花园是何等的美丽它的设计是何等的美丽
Only when they got the bird's eye view, they can see the, how beautiful is this garden and how wonderful is the arrangement.
年长弟兄说这正像神永远的旨意
The elder brother says, this is just like God's eternal will.
他以基督为中心为目的
It has Christ Jesus as a central theme.
所有其他的事物都是为着基督为着彰显基督
It has Christ as a central purpose and all things are to manifest Christ.
你如果真要欣赏这个花园的美丽
If you're truly to appreciate the beauty of this garden,
你必须从高处往下看
You must look at it from above.
你才知道这个花园的设计是有蓝图的，是有主题的。
Then you will know this garden has a blueprint and a central theme.
是的，你可以局部的欣赏这个小桥流水。
Surely you can admire this, the partial little bridges and flowing streams.
你也可以局部的欣赏这一丛美丽的花草。
And in part, you can admire this cluster of flowers.
但是直到你看到了全局。你才知道这些小桥流水花草它们之间的关系是什么
However, only when you see the whole picture can you understand the interrelationship between all the different parts.
你才知道它们之间彼此重要的联系是什么
And you can see the importance of their connections.
你才知道这一丛美丽的花草为什么放在这里
And you will understand why this cluster of flowers are being placed here.
为什么选这个颜色
Why they choose this color?
因为你才知道这一丛美丽的花草在这个整个布局里它的角色的重要性
That's how you know the role and the importance of this cluster of flower in this whole plan.
所以你的眼光不再是局部的，你的眼光是全局了。
That way your perspective shifts from parts to the whole.
你想想看，若是有一个工人
Imagine there is a gardener.
他照着他自己的喜好和专长，他说我的专长是这种花草。
Who according to his own preference and expertise?
他就在那边选择他要栽种的花草树木的种类和颜色。
He said, because I like these types of plants and flowers, I would decide to plant this flower here.
你可能到局部的时候，你发现哇，他做的好漂亮啊，好美啊。
Partially, you may think, oh, this looks great, it's beautiful.
但是你一到上空一看，怎么有一丛花草就这么不协的，这么不搭调的
？But if you look at it from above, you will see this is not harmonizing with the other parts.
弟兄姊妹，这要告诉我们什么
？Brothers and sisters, what is this example trying to tell us?
教会里面有各样的侍奉的安排。
In the church, there are various aspects of service.
主日学、查经小组、整洁小组、饭食小组、关怀小组，各式各样的安排。
Children's Sunday school, Bible study groups, cleaning teams, and care groups, there are all types of aspects of service.
我们需要知道这每一个局部的服事与神永远旨意的关系是什么。
We need to know the relationship of each part of the service to the God's eternal purpose.
那个服事放在那里的目的是什么
？What's the purpose of placing that service over there？
啊，不仅如此
，Furthermore，
我们可以明白家庭、婚姻、儿女、工作、学业，每一个局部生活的细节是为了什么
？We can also understand the parts, different parts of our daily life, our family, marriage, children, work, Education, what's their purpose?
这些生活的细节跟神永远旨意的关系是什么？为什么放在那里
？What's the relationship between those details, those aspects, and God's eternal purpose? What's the relationship?
若是我们像那个无知的花园工人
，If we're like those ignorant gardeners,
他按照他自己的好意和专长做选择
，Who according to his own preference and expertise make the choice?
虽然做出来的可能也很漂亮
Even though what he created could be beautiful
但是他就没有办法与神的旨意和谐
But it could not be harmony with God's eternal purpose
他没有办法与其他的部分和谐配搭
And cannot harmonize with other parts of other parts
他不但无法成全神的目的可能反而破坏了神的目的
Not only will it fail to fulfill God's purpose Instead it may ruin it
所以认识神永远的旨意让我们知道神的计划安排
Therefore, knowing God's eternal purpose allows us to know God's work and His plan.
让我们在教会，在生活里面，我们知道我们今天在做什么，为了什么。
So that in the church, in our daily life, we know what we're doing and why we're doing it.
好，第三个，我们认识神永远的旨意，使我们知道如何过教会生活。
Point three, understanding God's eternal purpose allows us to know how to live church life.
那在日常生活中，我们如何拣选神的旨意
？And how do we choose God's will in our daily life?
弟兄姊妹中间最常提起的问题就是，我们生活里面面对这么多问题，我怎么知道哪个是神的旨意啊
？One of the most frequently asked questions among brothers and sisters is, how do I know God's will when we face so many choices?
我们常常觉得神的旨意有好多好多。
We often feel God's will has many aspects.
我买这栋房子是不是神的旨意
？Is it God's will for me to buy this house？
我买那个车子是不是神的旨意
？Is it God's will for me to buy that car？
我娶这个姊妹嫁那个弟兄是不是神的旨意
？Is it God's will for me to marry this brother or that sister？
我选择这个工作上那所学校是不是神的旨意
？Is it God's will for me to choose this job or go to that school？
我们觉得神的旨意是零碎的，是非常多的。
We feel God's will is fragmented and numerous.
因为我们忘记了一件事情，在这许多零碎的旨意上面，有一个单一的旨意，就是神永远的旨意。
Because we forgot one thing, that amid all those fragmented aspects, there is only one single will of God, which is eternal purpose.
这个单一的旨意，它主宰着整个宇宙。我们刚刚讲的，也主宰着我们每生活的细节。
This single purpose governs the whole entire universe and also governs all the details of our daily life.
所以这个旨意也应该主宰着我们买哪栋房子，买哪一部车子。
Therefore, this eternal purpose shall also govern which car or house we shall buy.
也应该主宰着我们找什么工作，去哪里上大学。
It also governs which what job we would choose and which school to go to.
我们用造船来做个说明。
Let's use the building a ship as an analogy.
船公司要造一条船。
When a ship company decides to build a ship,
他们必定有模型，而且有蓝图。
They must have a model and a blueprint.
它样子，它的样子、尺寸、规格都是定规好的。
They have predetermined the appearance and the specifications and dimensions.
那系统他们怎么整合在一起也是定规好的。
And how do the parts integrate together as a system is also be predetermined.
造船的时候，有人负责机械。
Some people are responsible for the mechanics.
有人负责电路。
Some for the electric circuits.
有人负责钢铁结构。
Some are for the steel structure.
有人可能像我只能刷刷漆。
And for people like me, we can only be responsible for the painting.
不管你负责哪一部分。
Regardless of which part you're responsible for.
都是很重要的。
They're all very important.
但是每一个人心里都应该有那一条船。
But everybody needs to have that one ship in your mind.
虽然船还没有造好，但是他们心里面那条船似乎是已经造好的，非常具体的。
Even though the ship may not have been built, but they already have built that ship in their hearts very specifically.
它尺寸规格都非常具体的。
All the specifications and the dimensions are very specific.
不管他们现在要做什么样的选择，他们必须根据他们心里的那一条船。
No matter what choice they currently have to make, they must make that decision according to the ship in their mind.
我们不能就着我的喜好和我的专长自己来做决定的。
We cannot make decisions based on our preference and our expertise.
那电路设计明明是用直流12伏特。
When we design the electric circuits, we need to...
Not our design, the ship design.
The ship design, the electric circuits, calls for 12 volts DC.
那我觉得110伏特更普遍，家庭都用，我改成110的。
And I personally feel that 110 volts is AC is more common in most households.
会不会造成短路
？And will it cause a short circuit?
如果我是负责一个电力设备，我觉得这个电力设备其实还可以加很多的功用进去的。
If I am in charge of electric equipment, can I arbitrarily add more functions?
但我加了很多功用进去，它所需要的用电量就更大，整个系统会不会超载
？But after adding those extra functions, will it cause the entire system to be overload?
我可不可以说我是钢铁结构专家，我表现一下？我把烟囱盖得像摩天楼一样高。
Let's say I'm an expert in steel structures and I decide to make the smokestack as tall as a skyscraper.
那船会不会翻船了
？Will this cause the ship to capsize?
即便我是刷漆的，我也必须照着模型的颜色来选择颜色。
Even if I'm responsible just for the painting, I will choose the color according to the
design. 所以我们知道那一条船的设计和计划，它掌管着一切的细节。
So that we know the plan, the design of the ship govern all the details.
这就是摩西在旷野造会幕的时候，神所指示他的。
This is similar to when Moses built the tabernacle in the wilderness. This is how God guided him.
什么材料？多少材料
？What material and how much？
怎么制作？什么颜色的线？一针一线都是定规好的。
How to make it and what colors of the thread to use? Everything, every stitch was instructed.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹注意听。换句话说
，Brother and sister, in other words，
在教会的里面，在我们个人生活里面，我们不是设计师。我们只是施工的工人。
In the church, in our daily life, we're not the designer, but we are only the workers responsible for the construction.
特别在教会里面，我们不是设计师，我们只是施工的工人。
Especially in the church, we're not the designer, we're only the people responsible for the construction.
设计是神的设计，是他的计划。
It's God's design, His plan.
督工是圣灵。
Holy Spirit is the supervisor.
我们只能够忠心的照着他的计划来施工。
We could only faithfully follow this plan and do the construction.
所以神永远的旨意是我们最后的那一把尺。
Therefore, God's eternal purpose is our ultimate yardstick.
所以凡是与这个旨意相违背的，你知道这个不是你要做的选择。
Anything that is contrary to this purpose and you know that is not God's will for you.
凡与这个旨意相合的，你知道这是你该做的选择。
Anything aligned with this God's eternal purpose, that's the choice you should make.
我认识一个弟兄，他喜欢车子。
I know a brother who loves cars.
他大学的时候就说，以后成家了，赚钱了，经济稳定了，我一定要买一台我喜欢的车子。
Back in college, he said after he gets a job and earns some money and start a family, he would like to buy a car.
他真的成家了，经济稳定了，终于有机会可以买他喜欢的车子了。
After he got married and his financial situation became stable, he finally decided to buy a car.
但是主却感动他说，买一辆厢型车吧。
However, the Lord moved him to buy
a
van instead, minivan.
家里人丁这么少，买一个厢型 minivan 干什么？
With so few people in this family, why does he need to buy a van?
哦，因为有许多的弟兄姊妹需要接送。
Because there are many brothers and sisters who need rides.
如何做选择？
How would he make this choice?
买什么车子？哪一辆车是神的旨意？
Which car should he buy and which car is God's will?
因着主的怜悯，弟兄买了 minivan， 买了一台厢型车。
By the Lord's mercy, our brother bought a minivan.
不要误会啊，我不是说你不可以买你喜欢的车子啊。
Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you should not buy a car you like.
我是说当神感动你把一个选择放在你面前的时候，你知道怎么做选择。
What I'm trying to say is when God moves you and presents you a choice, you should know which one is God's will.
特别是这在我们侍奉上更是非常严肃的一件事情。
This is even a more serious matter when it comes to our service.
永远要记得我们的侍奉是为了整个身体，是为了整个教会。
We should always bear this in mind. Our service is for the entire body of Christ, for the entire church.
不是来发挥我的专长，来建立我自己的侍奉。
It is not to display our talents and establish our own service.
好像也是为着主，但是实际上没有价值。
Even it might seem to be for the Lord, but it actually has no worth.
甚至是非常危险的。
It's even dangerous.
聚会可能没有因着你的好意被建立，反而因着你的好意被破坏。
The gatherings may not be built up by your good intention, but may be scattered by you.
好，我们要。要往前走，我们来看看第三个重点，我们如何来检验我们是否活在神永远的旨意的实际里面。
Let's move to point three. How do we examine whether or not we are living in the reality of God's eternal purpose?
我们要交通两个点。
There are two points we want to fellowship on.
第一个是对于救恩眼光的改变。
First is the change in our perspective of salvation.
第二是属灵生活和生命超自然的改变。
Second is a supernatural change in our daily walk and our spiritual life.
好，中国人说 井底之蛙来比喻眼界狭小的人。
In Chinese, we have a saying, we have a phrase, a frog at the bottom of the well. It's used to describe someone with a very narrow perspective.
其实庄子说这句话的时候，他没有骂人的意思的。
Actually, when Zhuang Zi, the ancient Chinese philosopher, said this phrase, he did not mean to insult people.
他只是感叹人受了生命和环境的限制，就像是井里的青蛙一样，他只能看到井口大的天空。
But rather, he was lamenting how people's lives and environment can be limited, can limit their perspectives.
所以，因为只能看到井口大的天空，所以眼界狭小，所以所见有限。
Because he can only see the patch of sky from the bottom of the well, his perspectives are very narrowed and limited.
夜晚啊，我们若是坐在井底下看天空。
And at night, if we sit at the bottom of a well,
你可能所能看见的星星啊，就是那几颗。
You could only see a few stars.
你没有办法看见浩瀚的宇宙银河。
You cannot see the vast of universe and the galaxies.
西方人啊，他是用窗户 window frame 的大小来说明我们的眼界。
Westerners use a metaphor of a window frame to illustrate our perspectives.
一个正确的眼界给我们正确的人生的意义和目的。
A correct perspective gives us the right meaning and purpose of life.
一个正确的眼界，它帮助我们忘记我们眼前暂时的苦楚和我们个人的雄心抱负。
A correct perspective helps us forget our temporary sufferings and our personal ambitions.
所以我们的眼中所见的是神自己和神的目的。
Therefore, in our eyes, we could only see God and His purpose.
据我所知道，一般的基督徒团体看神给我们的救恩，大概有这四种不同的格局。
To the best of my knowledge, Christian groups generally have four different window frames in viewing salvation.
我们借着这四种不同的格局或者大小的窗户，我们来检验一下我们到底对救恩的视窗有多大。
Let's examine how broad is our window frame to salvation through those four window frames.
第一个视窗。
The first window frame.
对于看救恩啊，只看见个人得救的人。
It only sees salvation as personal salvation. For personal purpose.
他们的视窗一边开始与亚当夏娃犯罪了。
This window opens on the one side with Adam and Eve's sin.
那中间呢，基督道成肉身来替我们赎罪，脱离地狱。
In the middle, God sent Christ to become the flesh, to become flesh to atone for our sins and redeem us.
再往那边看呢？哦，最后看见哦，我们都上天堂了。
And the window closes on the side that seeing us going to heaven.
这个看法呢，开始于人，结果也是为着人，所以它是以人为中心的。
This view starts with human and it ends with human, so it's human-centered.
他考虑的是人到底在救恩里面能够得着什么。
He considers what humans can gain in salvation, through salvation.
但是持这样眼界的人会有一个难处。
But for those who are with this perspective, there is a difficulty, challenge.
这个因为当他受到难处，受到苦难，生活里经历难处的时候，如果这个救恩没有办法再满足他个人需要的时候，他的信心很容易就垮了。
For someone with this perspective, if they experience sufferings and they could not, when they experience those difficulties, their faith will collapse immediately.
第二个视窗稍微大一点。
The second window frame can be a little bit broader.
他们把救恩推到起点，推到亚当夏娃还没有犯罪以前。
It pushed the starting point of this window of salvation back to the time.Before Adam and Eve sinned.
神要他们生养众多，管理全地。
God wants them to be fruitful, multiply, and rule over the earth.
所以在时间中，你看亚伯拉罕一个人变成雅各一个家。
So in time, you can see that Abraham as an individual start to become Jacob a family.
一个家变成十二个支派。
A family of was changed to 12 tribes.
十二个支派变成以色列国。
And from 12 tribes to a nation of Israel.
将来以色列国要复兴。
In the future, the nation of Israel will be
revived. 我们要进入千禧年的国度。
And we will enter into the kingdom of 1,000 years.
我们要基督要来地上建立天国。
And we will see Jesus will establish his kingdom on earth.
我们要与主一同掌权。
And we will reign with him.
所以我们在地上的侍奉是为了带进那个国度。
Therefore, our service on earth is to usher in this kingdom.
这是第二个视窗。
This is the second window frame.
第三个视窗。
The third window frame.
如果我们的眼界再被扩大一点。
If we can broaden, it's even more.
我们把救恩的起点再往前推。
We can push this salvation a little bit further.
我们看见人是按照神的形象造的。
We can see God created man in His image.
亚当夏娃必须与生命的源头生命树连结。
Adam and Eve must be connected to the tree of life.
借着顺服亚当夏娃，他里面属灵的生命能够发展，能够成长。
And through their obedience, the life can thrive and continue to grow.
所以他们能够磨成神儿子的形象。
So they can be conformed in the likeness of God's Son.
可惜呢，是中间是亚当夏娃，他没有拣选生命的源头，他拣选了自己。
Unfortunately, Adam and Eve did not choose the source of life; they chose themselves.
这本来是属灵生命要发展的，现在变成人的魂生命不断的扩大。
Originally, the spiritual life was meant to develop. However, it became the soulish lifestyle.
所以我们每个人都变成自我为中心的人了。
And everybody start to become self-centered.
啊，所以不仅我们拖累的是所有受造之物都一同劳苦叹息。
Not only us, but all creations fall to labor and in sorrow.
这就是人堕落的故事。
This is the story of man's fall.
所以这个视窗就看见说，哦，即便回到亚当夏娃没有犯罪前，我们还要回到亚当夏娃他们照着神的形象，他们必须借着顺服使属灵的生命发展，磨成神儿子的形象。
So this window frame not only pushed the time before Adam and Eve sinned, it was also pushed ahead of the time that Adam and Eve were to be molded and be conformed to the image of God's Son.
然后最后是所有的受造之物都脱离旧造，带进那个新造。
So that all creation can be delivered from the old creation and into the new creation.
这个视窗已经很大了。
This window frame is already pretty broad.
但是还可会再大一点。
But can we expand it even more?
第四个视窗。
The fourth window frame.
我们暂且称它神永远旨意的视窗。
Let's call it the window of God's eternal purpose.
这个起点是远在创世以前。
Its starting point is far before the creation.
远在人被造以前。
Far before humans were created.
远在时间以前。
Far before time itself.
不是因为亚当夏娃犯罪，神才预备救恩。
Salvation was not prepared because Adam and Eve sinned.
这时间，这个视窗的起点，是从过去的永远里面，你看见父神向着他独生爱子那个心中的喜悦。
The starting point was the window is from eternity past, the delight God has in His Son.、Christ.
我再说一次，这个起点是从过去的永远里看见父神向着他独生爱子心中的喜悦。
I will say again, the starting point of this window is from the eternity past, when God has this delight in His Son.
到将来的永远里面
，to the eternity future.
万有把三位一体独一真神当得的尊贵荣耀和敬拜归给独一的神。
All things will give the honor, glory, and worship due to the one true, triune God.
弟兄姊妹，你的救恩的视窗是哪一个
？Brothers and sisters, which window frame is yours for the salvation?
盼望我们都可以从最小的视窗，靠着神的恩典，扩大到神永远旨意的视窗。
By God's grace, I hope may all our window frame be expanded from the smallest one to the biggest one.
让我们看教会，看我们自己人生的意义和目的，有一个更荣耀、更伟大的眼光。
So we can see a greater, a more glorious perspective when we see the church, our life, and the purpose of church.
第二个，我们怎么来检验我们是否活在神永远的旨意的里面
？And second, how can we examine whether or not we are living in the A reality.
我们要借着属灵生活和生命超自然的改变来检查一下。
We need to examine whether or not we're living this reality through the supernatural changes in our spiritual walk and our life.
一个人若真实的看见异象和启示，
If a person truly sees visions, and
有的时候你可能说不清楚，你也说不出它的内容。
You may not even be able to articulate it or to tell its content.
但是这个看见一定会抓住这个人的。
However, this vision can grasp this person.
它一定会产生一些实际上的改变。
It will surely lead to some practical changes.
但是相反的，若你听见的只是道理，你可能也可以说一点。
On the contrary, if you just hear some knowledge and principles, you can even talk about it.
但是因为那不是真的看见，所以人没有办法从你身上看见那些改变。
But because you may not truly see it, others may not see the changes in you.
所以认识神永远的旨意，一定会带来一些我们对聚会、侍奉、教会生活、日常生活实际的冲击和改变。
So understanding God's purpose will certainly impact and change our gatherings, service, church life, our daily lives.
两周前弟兄在这边讲这些改变是超自然的自然。
2 weeks ago, our brother mentioned here, those are supernatural changes, naturally.
我们可以借着这些改变来检验我们自己是否真的活在神永远的旨意的实际里面。
Through those supernatural changes, we can examine whether or not we're truly living in the reality of God's eternal purpose.
我度量很小，我只能就着我想到的。
I have very narrow, I'm very narrow-sighted, so I can only think about this.
特别这些，我列出一些是我自己常常对自己的提醒。
So those are only the things that I always use to remind myself.
第一个，你对人生的意义和目的会改变。
First of all, your purpose and meaning of life will change.
你会从自我中心变成以神为中心的。
You will be changed from being self-centered to God-centered.
你会从神的仆人变成神的朋友。
From being God's servant to God's friend.
你会看地上的职业突然变成你的副业了。
You will look at your job as only secondary.
因为服侍神才是我们的职业。
Because serving the Lord is our job.
所以我们不再问神能够为我们做什么。
So that we no longer ask what God can do for us.
我们是思想我们如何才能满足神的需要，让他得着喜悦。
We start to think how we can meet God's needs and how to please Him.
对于教会的意义和目的。
For the purpose and meaning of the church.
我们会从注意感觉我个人，变成去注意感觉团体、感觉弟兄姊妹。
We start to be changed from being self-conscious to body conscious.
我们会从天然的爱变成神的爱。
From change from the having the natural love to the love of God.
God's love.
God's
or filial to agape.
Filial God, agape love.
Okay. 对于教会肢体生活方面
，For the life of body of church,
我们会从宗教礼仪律法变成爱人如己的生活。
The religious rituals and laws are transforming to loving our neighbors as we love ourselves.
我们会从跟随传统，我们在追要变成追求见证。
Change from following traditions to pursuing testimonies.
我们会从论断轻视变成接纳担待和建立。
Our judgmental attitudes will give way to acceptance and bearing one another and build up each other.
做在教会，如果我们稍微做一点带领的工作，作为带领方面。
And if we have leadership roles in the church,
你会从权柄变成榜样。
You start to change from authority to example.
你会从交代事情变成交通事情。
From delegating tasks to communicating tasks.
你会从重视事情变成重视人。
Change from valuing tasks turn into valuing people.
你会从代替变成成全。
Substitution turns into empowering or enabling.
没关系，我知道很多事情大家可能听过，大概不知道我到底在讲什么。没有关系啊。
I understand a lot of us may not fully understand what I'm talking about, but that's fine.
对于功用的配搭方面
，When it comes to the coordination of different parts,
这个点我想多交通一点。
I want to fellowship a bit more on this.
我简单交通三个小点。
I will talk about 3 small points.
快一点。
Okay.
第一个，我们会从重视个人变成重视团体。
Starting from value individuals to value the group.
但是记得不是统一和联合，我们看的是生命的合一。
But it's not unity or alliance, but oneness of life.
不是 uniformity, 不是。
Not uniformity, but oneness of life.
Yeah. 我们看合一啊，我们以前看合一，我们觉得是一个选择，但是你现在看合一，变成我们共同的命运。
We used to look at uniformity as a choice, but now
unity
as a
as a choice. As now it's our fate.
Now it's our fate.
Yeah, 我们会。因着因为是我们共同的命运，你会从忍耐弟兄姊妹变成你感觉需要弟兄姊妹。
Because it's our fate, you change from enduring brothers and turn into needing brothers and sisters.
你会感觉合一，光是生命的合一还是不够的。
And you will see that just unity is not enough.
我们必须在一起被联络建造起来。
We need to be fitted together and be built up together.
以弗所书里面讲到，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Ephesians says, until we all attend to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of Son of God, a mature man to the measure of stature which belongs to fullness of Christ.
我们说磨成神儿子的形象不错。
It's correct that we need to be conformed to the image
of God. 属灵有个人的一面。
Spirituality has
我们必须让主的性格在我们里面生根，能够成长。
We must allow the character of the Lord to be rooted and grow in us.
所以罗马书第八章讲到磨成神儿子的形象，讲到我们等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们身体得赎。
Book of Romans said as we talk about our conforming to the likeness of Son of God is talking about our adoption as son.
但你注意啊
redemption of bodies.
我们身体得赎，这里的我们是多数的，但是讲到身体的时候，我们身体那个身体却是单数的。为什么？因为它指的是基督的身体。
But when he talks about the redemption, it's our bodies, which is plural. But here the body is singular, which is talking about the body of Christ.
所以这个形象是团体的，不是我们个人。
So this image is collective, not individual.
所以我们讲磨成神儿子的形象，长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，说的不仅仅是我们个人，更准确的说是整个基督的身体。
Therefore, speaking of conforming to the image of Son of God, growing to the full maturity and full measure of Christ, it's not talking about us as individuals, but as the entire body of Christ.
所以只是合一还是不够的，我们必须要联络建造。
So just mere unity is not enough. We need to be fitted together and be built up together.
下面这三句话，请大家注意听一下。
And the following three phrases I want us to pay attention to.
我们个人的属灵成熟。乃是在团体的属灵成熟里面，你才能找得到它的意义。
You can only find the meaning of our individual maturity in the maturity of our group.
我们个人属灵的追求，乃是在团体的建造里才找得到意义。
The meaning of our individual maturity can only find its meaning in the build up of the whole group.
真正追求做得胜者，是为了整个教会的。
To become an overcomer is for the purpose of the entire church.
好，我们第二个改变，我们会从增进比较变成推让恭敬，会从重看自己变成约束自己。
The second change is from competition and comparison turning to humility and deference, valuing ourselves turning to restraining ourselves.
一个传道人，一个姊妹和传道人说：“哇，某某姊妹她好属灵哦。”
A sister told a preacher, This sister is so truly spiritual.
传道人就说：“你说说看，她怎么属灵呢？”
The preacher asked, "Tell me how she is spiritual."
姊妹说：“哇，那个姊妹非常的谦卑、安静、温柔。她这样，她那样，她好属灵哦。”
The sister replied, "Oh, that sister is humble, quiet, gentle, this and that. She's so spiritual."
那个传道人反问这个姊妹。
Then the preacher asked the sister one question.
我再请弟兄姊妹注意听这个问题啊，因为这个问题我听过以后，他常常提醒我自己。
I want brother and sister to note this question because this is what I often ask myself.
传道人反问这个姊妹说：“你说的那个姊妹，她是与谁一同属灵呢？”
The preacher asked the sister, "Is the sister you mentioned spiritual alone, or is she spiritual connected with others?"
Who is she spiritual with?
Who is she spiritual with?
Is she spiritual alone, isolated, or she spiritual with others?
Is she spiritual alone, or is she spiritual with others?
Sorry.
她是单独属灵呢，还是说跟大家一起属灵？
我们追求属灵没有错，但是我们常常忽略一个重要的，是一同。
There's nothing wrong about being spiritual individually, but we often ignore being spiritual together.
常常提醒我们自己，我们的属灵是不是连于其他的人呢
？We need to constantly ask ourselves: is our spirituality connected with others?
今天许多时候，连我们追求主都是为了自己。
Oftentimes, when we pursue the Lord, it's even for ourselves.
我为的只是要表明我属灵。
That is to demonstrate that I'm spiritual.
但这不是神的旨意。
But this is not God's will.
神要我们在属灵生命长大，是为着基督的身体。
God wants our spiritual life to grow for the purpose of the body of Christ.
中国人讲曲高和寡。
Chinese people talk about high tunes have a few
harmony with
few singers. Few people harmonize.
有的人会唱歌，对不对？他唱歌的。他唱得非常好，所以他特别喜欢飙高音。
Some people are good at singing, so that they like to hit the high notes.
啊，他也真能飙高音。
And he can indeed hit some high notes.
但是如果他一直飙高音的话，有谁几个人能够跟他一同唱歌呢
？But if he continues to do that, how many people can join him?
他不过是一个美丽的石碑。
He can be just a beautiful monument.
它不是联络整齐房屋的一块石头。
Not a brick that is fitted in to build a house.
所以神要的不是美丽的纪念碑，神要的是联络整齐的房子。
So God does not want a beautiful monument. He wants a.
所以我们不要只做一个美丽的纪念碑，而不做房子里面的一块石头。
So we don't want to be a monument. We want to be the brick, well fitted to build a house.
另外一方面，反过来说。
On the other hand,
我们会从轻看自己，而变成敬功用；我们会从责任变成负担。
And we will be looking down on ourselves to do our own service and to do our own duty.
神把我们配搭成一个身体，每一个人一定有他的功用。
Each member has a function as God put us together.
没有一个人是可以缺少的，没有一个人是可以缺少的。
No one is dispensable.
没有一个人是可以缺少的。
No one is dispensable.
你可能会说还好啊。
You may say, well, it's okay.
我不做，还有人会做呀。
It's okay if I don't do it. Someone else will do it.
聚会不是好好的继续聚会吗
？Our gatherings are fine, still functioning.
注意听哈。
Note this.
一个身体能生存的活下去。与一个身体健健康康的在那里照着这个人头里面的意识去进功用是大不相同的。
There is a big difference between a body's being there, simply existing from being healthy, able to fulfill its function according to its head intentions.
我喜欢做木工。
I like to do woodworks.
我左手这个大拇指被电锯锯过。
The thumb on my left hand has been cut by the power saw.
你看得出来吗
？Can you see it?
看不出来。
You can't tell.
对，你看不出来有什么不同。
You might not see notice a difference.
但是你知道吗
？But do you know?
虽然只是一个大拇指，它的触觉跟以前不一样。
Even if there is a little difference in the touch for this thumb.
我现在做木工，我就没有办法得心应手，照着以前了。
I could not do woodworking as great as I did before.
Not great.
I couldn't do work great as before.
基督的身体应该是最完美、最健康的。
The body of Christ should be most healthy and perfect.
他能够把主耶稣基督他里面的丰富，他里面要表达的完完全全毫无保留的表达出来。
It's capable of expressing everything in Jesus Christ.With no nothing held back.
所以一个身体能够只是生存活下去，跟健健康康的表现头里面的意思是天壤之别。
So there's a difference between a part is being simply being there, then is being healthy and completely express its function.
所以我们若明白神的旨意，弟兄姊妹，你不会轻看你自己，不会觉得你自己年轻。
Brother and sister, if you understand God's eternal will, you will not despise yourself or think, consider yourself too young.
所以对于事情，你就不会觉得这仅仅是我的责任，事情会变成你里面的负担。
So for the things that's in your charge, you will no longer think it is just my responsibility. You will see it as your burden.
然后我们再看对于苦难会有新的意义和解释。
Then there's a new meaning and explanation for suffering.
我很快带过去哈。
I will just scan through it.
监狱会变成学校。
Prison will become a school.
结果会变成过程。
Outcomes will be turned into process.
刑罚会变成训练。
Punishment will become training.
奴仆的心会变成儿子的心。
A heart of a servant will become a heart of the son.
惧怕会变成蒙爱。
And being fearful will become being enveloped in love.
刑杖会变成神的手。
The rod of discipline will become the hand of God.
逃避会变成喜欢被成全。
Avoidance will become a joyful fulfillment.
外面的十字架会变成你里面的十字架。
The external cross will become the internal cross.
时间中的十字架会变成永远的十字架。
The cross in time will become the eternal cross.
你向自己活会变成向己死，向神活。
Living to yourself for yourself will turn into dying to yourself and
living to God.
Last point.
神永远的旨意让我们活在永远和属灵实际的今天。还闹嘴。
God's eternal purpose enables us to live in the eternity and the spiritual reality of today.
暂时会变成永远。
The temporary things will become eternal things.
眼前会变成将来。
The present will become the future.
局部会变成全部。
The partial will become the whole.
也就是说，我们以前感觉我们是为了永远而活，但是你会变成我现在就活在永远里。
In the past, we used to live for the eternity, but now we are living in eternity.
我在说这些话，可能有些对你是陌生的，或是你不太明白我是什么意思。
I'll reiterate this again. Some of the things I say may be unfamiliar to you, or you may not quite understand.
或者这正提醒我们认识神永远的旨意是何等重要的一件事情。
And this is a very reminder of us how important it is for us to understand God's
purpose. 我盼望借着这个交通，我们一同做属灵同伴。
I hope through this fellowship we can be spiritual companions together.
更重要的，我们做主的朋友，我们一同追求。
And more importantly, we can pursue the Lord together as friends.
对不起，超过时间。
I'm sorry, I ran over time. Yeah.